This is part two of our four-part series for this month. And the series is on stories that shape the soul. As I mentioned last week, I love scripture. I grew up scripture, but scripture has taken on a different meaning for me now that I look beyond the words on the page and dig a little deeper into how they are my journey and they're your journey. And they also provide answers for us, ways to glean wisdom. So one of Jesus' main teachings was in parables. And one of the most familiar parables is the prodigal son. We've all heard of it. We all know about the son who left, who squandered his inheritance, who hit rock bottom, and came to the awareness that he needed to go back to his origin, to his home. For us, that's coming back into this way of truth, this way of life. Well, today we're going to take a look at the other son. The one who stayed, the one who worked, the one who followed every rule of his father. The one who never left home, the one who never left his father's home, his father's house. He was right there, had all access to the Father and the bounty of the land. And yet, he felt unseen, he felt unloved, unrewarded, unappreciated. He did everything right, yet struggled to feel the love of his Father. You know, for us, the Father's house or the Father's home, that's in us. That's a place of spirit where we know that energy presides within us. Yeah. Sometimes we do feel, oh, woe is me, don't we? Yeah. We're forgotten. And we struggle. And we think we're not worthy. The Father's house, metaphysically, it represents divine mind, the realm of infinite good, the realm of infinite love, infinite possibility, all that is contained there, and it's in you. Metaphysically, when we think of the other son, in us, it's when we feel life is unfair, when we feel our good is delayed, when we wonder, why has the Spirit rewarded me for my faithfulness? I have prayed, I have meditated, I have shared the work, but yet, on some level, in our consciousness, we feel that we have not received. This is a story of our consciousness. So I want you to think of the other son, not as a character in a book, but as a state of mind within each of us, a reflection of our human experience when we have forgotten what we are. You're a spiritual being. Everything is available, but you have work to do. It doesn't just drop down out of the sky. Yeah. In the scriptures, when the other son hears the music, sees the dancing, hears the celebration, and discovers that his brother who took his inheritance and went out and had fun, squandered it, and that he has returned home broken. Instead of being reprimanded, he gets a party. You know, we always think, that's not fair.
Not him?
Yeah. Something rises up in the other son, something tight, something bitter, something familiar, and he complains, Father, I have served you all these years. Doesn't that happen sometimes? I have done this for you all these times. He says, Father, I have served you all these years. I've never disobeyed. I did everything right, and yet you never threw me a party. You know, when we hear that, we can almost feel his agony, the ache in his heart, can't we? It's the ache of the human heart that feels overlooked. It's the ache of the soul that wonders, why haven't my good arrived? There are times when of our human selves, we feel that we're entitled to stuff, right? Yeah. My friends, that's not how it works. It's not, if I do this, God, you will give me whatever. If I behave well enough, work hard enough, stay faithful long enough, Spirit will reward me. That's not how it works. Sorry if I busted a bubble in here. Somebody sitting there thinking, oh. Unity teaches something radically different. God is not a judge distributing blessings based on performance. I'm going to repeat that. God is not a judge sitting somewhere distributing blessings based on performance. God is principle, unchanging, impartial, ever present. God is the same yesterday, today, and will be the same tomorrow. God doesn't withhold, and he doesn't play favorites. God is spirit, God is energy, God is the allness that we all swim in. God simply is. Our good is revealed through us as our consciousness awakens to the truth of our being. We are beloved of God. We're never separated from the love of God. The wisdom is always with us. The peace that we always run here, there, seeking, is within us. This is why in the scriptures the Father's response is so powerful. He says to the other son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. This is not a promise, it's not a future reward, it's not a negotiation that we make. This is a statement of spiritual reality. It means the good is already prepared. I have my mentor coming up in Unity used to tell me, your good was prepared before the foundation of the world. always been there. But we need to claim it. We can't just sit around and complain. We need to claim it. We can't just sit around and be passive. We need to claim it. And how do we claim it? We awaken to the truth that is within us. In Luke 12 and 32, it says, "It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Know this, divine inheritance, it doesn't really have to be earned in the sense that of our human self, we think we have to earn something, I have to go to work to earn substance. It's not earned, it's given when you claim it, when you stand in the truth and know it is so. How many have spent times when they felt, "Where's my party?" You know, "Where's my party? I've done my spiritual work and I hold to this truth. Where's my party?" We focus so hard on the results that we forget the journey. We forget the journey. We forget to move through the experiences. We forget to give thanks. We forget the forgiveness. We forget the love as I have loved you part. We focus so hard on the results. If life feels unfair, it's not because Spirit is withholding anything from you. It's because you have not yet awakened to what's already present, to what's already there, to what is always, already available. I hold on to these words. It is God's good pleasure to give me the kingdom because I am a child of the Most High. I connect with that in my heart. And the works that I do are not to get something back in return. It's done because my heart is open and love is flowing. Full and free. I want to be a good expression. I want the expression to work through me. I want to reach out and touch. And if I don't get a party, oh well. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Here's your homework. Okay? Stop waiting for God to reward you. Stop believing your good is somewhere else, that it has to be meted out to you bit by bit. Stop thinking life is unfair. Change that thought around. Stop assuming someone else's blessing means yours is delayed. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Your good is not in the future. Your good is not in the hands of others. Your good is not dependent on your performance on this earth plane. Your good is within you, waiting for recognition, waiting for the awakening, waiting for you to rise up in consciousness and know, like the words keep coming to me this morning, Be still and know. Doesn't mean be passive. You're gonna get ideas. Because divine ideas are yours for the taking. And it's always been there. They've always been there. Come into the realization that you are already loved. You don't have to do anything to earn God's love. You are already loved. You are already blessed. Look at your life. Look at what's in it, the things that you've overcome. You are already blessed, and guess what? Whether you believe it or not, you are already whole. Perfect and free. You are already that. Nothing is withheld. And the journey is not about earning God's love. It's about awakening to know you are the love of God. And that nothing that is necessary for you to make it on this earth plane is being withheld from you. All that the Father has, all that God has, is yours. Claim it. Live it. We claim it by living it. Walking in that essence that it's already there. Awakening to it, and let your life be the celebration that it was meant to be. Your party is here. It's here now. Open your eyes. It's here for you to claim it. To say yes. To say yes. We pass through experiences, and they're not always warm and fuzzy, are they? But as we pass through them, what are you taking from those experiences? What are you expressing in those moments? Yes, all that God has is available. We need to claim it. So let's take a moment. Let's begin the journey. Let's begin by going within, by knowing and feeling that energy moving and filtrating every part of our being. First and foremost, we're spiritual beings, and this is a human experience. But we know what we are, so let's begin first by affirming the Lord's Prayer. This sets the tone, the mood for our meditation. Together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So take a deep breath. Settle into this moment. This is our moment right now to surrender to the Spirit within, to know that all the answers, everything we need is right here, right now. So I invite you to gently close your eyes if you like, or focus on something in the room, but take a deep breath in. And as you release it, allow your body to settle into this moment, right here, right now. This is your moment. Feel the quiet presence of Spirit surrounding and enfolding you. You're standing in the presence of divine energy, and a warm light begins to glow from within. And as you make that inward journey, that inward place is a place of your spiritual inheritance. You're never separated from the glow of light within you, the glow of divine, of the divine. You have never been forgotten. You have never been unseen. Breathe that in. Know that you are in the presence and the power of the One. The One whose love is unconditional. The One whose love is always right there, waiting for you to turn towards it. And hear the words, I am with you always. And you are always with me. And all that I have is yours. I am always with you. And you are always with me. And all that I have is yours. All the love, the strength, the power, the wisdom, the love, the life is yours unconditionally. And as these words settle into your heart, let them dissolve any belief that your good is far away. Let them soften any feeling of being overlooked or unrewarded. Let them lift any burden of comparison or resentment. Feel yourself stepping across the threshold into a higher state of consciousness. Take a moment in the quiet. Breathe that in. Breathing in and breathing out. We are awakening to all that has been prepared for us. Remembering that nothing is being withheld. And as you take another breath, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying the awareness of what you are, carrying the awareness that all has that lay before you, carrying the awareness that you have awakened to the spirit within, and carrying the awareness that every experience awakens a deeper truth within you. You belong, you are divine, you are connected to all. One presence, one power. Holy Spirit, we're grateful that you're moving in and throughout us, binding us together in all the love that is in the universe. And we give you thanks this morning for the awareness of that, for the knowledge. And we know that if there are times when we feel challenged, we will be gently nudged with the truth of our being, that we are loved unconditionally. And we take this love and we share it with the universe. So for all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is, every experience awakens a deeper truth within me. It's on your insert. Let's affirm it together. Together. Every experience awakens a deeper truth within me. And now think of someone who could benefit from this. Place them in the very essence of this room. Know this to be the truth for them. Together. Every experience awakens a deeper truth within you. And now, as a sense of community and a sense of this universe, let's affirm this for all together. Every experience awakens a deeper truth within us. And it is so, and so it is.